In the town where commentator Carol Wasserman lives, there's someone who is trying to redefine his status. He's new to the area, but he'd still like to have the title of old friend.
John and I like to sit on the floor together in the meeting room of the library opening boxes. Once a month, there's a used book sale. A bunch of us with nothing better to do comes in early and sorts through the donations. Before John started volunteering, we all behaved like purposeful adults. Because of him, we turned into a bunch of out-of-control eighth graders who make too much noise and keep yelling underpants for no good reason. John says that what we are doing is building community. He has many lofty, unprovable opinions about Jesus and liberation and justice for the poor. He's also crazy, even for a college professor, which is why I like him. He's just moved into the first house he's ever owned, alone for the first time since leaving the priesthood. But it takes a while to feel secure around all of us who've known each other since daycare. He worries about this a lot. One day, while we were sorting through a carton of trade paperbacks, he said, "What I want is to be able to show up at someone's house unannounced at 11 o'clock at night for cocoa in my bunny slippers." I told him it takes 2 years to make old friends. 2 years, that's it. Way less than tenure. He started keeping track of the time he'd logged in around town, how long he'd known the guys at the post office, how long he'd been working the spaghetti suppers at the Beach Association, how many successive weeks he'd lost his lunch money playing high-stakes pinochle with the people next door, waiting, impatient, to run out the clock. 2 years. In the interim, I found myself in need of a favor, a squirmy, embarrassing, big old favor. I needed someone to drive me 40 hard miles into Boston for an unpleasant screening test that becomes routine at 50. I needed someone to get me there, then wait around for a couple of hours, and schlep me home in the middle of the day when decent normal people are busy at work. So just before the last book sale, while John and I were on the floor separating fact from fiction, I screwed my courage to the sticking point and said, "John, I'm having a colonoscopy. Would you drive me? Or is that just too creepy and weird?" "It will be my pleasure to escort you," he said, which must have been the truth, judging from the number of people in town who knew almost immediately that we'd be busy on Thursday and why. When it was over, I wobbled out to the waiting room. There was John, grinning like a fool. I started to cry at the sight of him. Such a lovely man. Through a blur of gratitude and Demerol, I said, "The two-year rule does not apply to anyone who drives the person to their colonoscopy." I know," he said, hugging me. "Look what I got you." And he handed me an out-of-season Easter bunny wrapped in pink foil. There was John, one of my oldest friends, who had bought us a chocolate bunny for the long ride home.
Carol Wasserman lives in Wareham, Massachusetts.